All right, listeners, are you ready to explore Etulus, the Centrox Revealed? We're diving deep into a sci-fi mystery today, and from the excerpts, it looks like we're going way beyond your typical alien encounter story.
Yeah, way beyond. You see these familiar elements, right? Small town, mysterious artifact, whispers of lost civilizations. But the story, it takes those familiar sci-fi tropes and uses them to explore something deeper. It's asking us, how do we handle knowledge? What's the allure? What's the danger?
You always bring up the best points, those thought-provoking questions. I'm eager to unpack this. So let's start with the Centrox. It's not just some random object, some MacGuffin, is it?
Not at all. Think about it. Across history, people have been obsessed with hidden knowledge, right? Secrets of the pyramids, the location of El Dorado, that sense of wonder, of mystery. That's what the Centrox embodies in this story.
So it's a symbol, kind of. It represents this desire for the unknown, even.
Oh, exactly. And what's cool is how we're introduced to the Centrox. We see it through Adam, this young boy. And where does he find a clue to its existence? His attic. Talk about ordinary beginnings.
It's amazing how fiction does that. Turns the mundane, like an attic, into something extraordinary. Especially in this case, it's a pair of binoculars. Once belonged to Adam's father, the missing archaeologist.
Ah, and there's that extra layer.
Yeah.
The missing father. It's not just some abstract search for lost tech. It's deeply personal for Adam, trying to connect to his dad's legacy to figure out what his father was chasing.
He's literally following in his father's footsteps, uncovering something hidden for who knows how long.
Right. And just like any good hero on a quest for knowledge, there's danger. Adam's not alone in wanting to find the Centrox. There are others, secretive, powerful, who want this knowledge for themselves.
And that's where the story's real conflict comes in, I think. Who gets to possess knowledge? Even more importantly, what will they do with it once they have it?
Exactly. And those questions, they're so relevant to our world too, aren't they? Think about the ethical issues with scientific discoveries, the potential for good, for harm. The Centrox, it becomes this small-scale version of that larger dilemma. With knowledge comes responsibility. And Etulus, the Centrox Revealed, it really takes those questions about knowledge, about responsibility, and boom, it launches us into another world, literally.
Onto Etulus. Amazing planet, right? All those different ecosystems, those sentient species, each one with its own unique element. Reading these excerpts, did you ever picture a world like that?
Honestly, what gets me is how the author takes these fantastical elements, these aliens and planets, and uses them to explore really grounded themes. Like take the Anaterians, right? Their vision, it's incredible. They perceive the world in ways we can only dream of. It makes you wonder, what are our blind spots? What are we not seeing because of how we're wired?
It's that idea we always talk about, seeing the world through new eyes, but amplified.
Right. And then you've got the Metoans. They communicate through energy fields, all these complex patterns of light and sound. Imagining communication like that. Fascinating. But it also shows how hard it is to truly understand someone different from you. Even in this advanced alien society, miscommunication, conflict, still huge threats.
Makes you appreciate how tricky communication is, even back here on Earth. We may not use clicks and beeps, but we all interpret the world in our own way.
Exactly. And that's something I love about this novel. It uses these imaginative situations, these aliens, to hold a mirror up to us, to our assumptions, our prejudices. But we can't forget about Adam in all of this. He's the heart of the story and his trip to Etulus. It's more than just sightseeing.
It's destiny, right? He's drawn to Etulus and it's connected to his birth. Some major cosmic event, like the universe itself planned this.
There you go. And that's where the novel really dives into this age-old debate. Destiny versus free will. Is our path set in stone or do we choose our future?
It's a classic question, right? Philosophers, storytellers been wrestling with that forever. So how does Etulus, the Centrox Revealed, tackle something so complex?
Well, what's interesting is it doesn't give easy answers. It suggests that maybe it's both. Maybe Adam is pulled towards Etulus for a reason. But what happens? That's up to him, to the choices he makes.
So Adam, his destiny, all those choices, they bring us to this big showdown with Etrom, right? And it's huge what's at stake. Not just Etulus, the whole universe talk about pressure. But Etrom, what's driving him? He's not just some mustache-twirling villain, is he?
You hit the nail on the head. It's more complicated than that. See, Etrom wants control. He thinks he knows what's best for the universe. And that's where it gets really interesting. It's like he sees himself as a savior, not a destroyer. Believes if he can harness the power of the Centrox, he can bring order. Even if it means some worlds gotta, well, gotta go.
And that's what makes him scary, compelling, you know? He's convinced he's the good guy, even when he's doing awful things. Really makes you think. Good intentions, they aren't enough. Without empathy, without compassion, things can go really wrong.
Couldn't agree more. And how he operates, exploiting weaknesses, using people's strengths against them. It's a real danger, even in our world. That temptation to use knowledge, technology, for power instead of progress.
A cautionary tale wrapped up in this wild sci-fi package. But we can't forget Adam. He's the one who ultimately stops Itram. How does this ordinary kid from Earth become, like, the universe's unlikely hero?
That's where those themes we talked about, the interconnectedness, the unexpected hero, that's where it all comes together. Adam, with his link to Aeolus, his very human experiences, he's a wild card. No superpowers, really, but just by being there, he shakes things up. Itram didn't account for him.
Like the old saying, the enemy of my enemy, Adam's an outsider. He doesn't fit Aeolus's rules, so he throws a wrench in Itram's plan.
Exactly. It's his courage, that willingness to act, even when the odds are stacked against him. That's what matters. He represents hope, not just for Aeolus, but for anyone who feels small, insignificant.
It shows you heroism. It isn't about having some special ability. It's about standing up for what you believe in, even when it feels impossible.
And that's the beauty of Aeolus the Centrox Revealed. Even in a huge, sometimes cold universe, your choices, they have weight. We can all make a difference, fight for what's right, inspire others. That's powerful stuff.
So well said. Aeolus the Centrox Revealed, it's more than just an adventure, right? It makes you think, it introduces you to unforgettable characters, and I bet it sticks with you long after you finished it. Huge thanks to our expert for guiding us through this deep dive. Those insights, always spot on.
Glad to be here. Always a pleasure talking about stories that really get those gears turning. And to everyone listening, if this sparked your curiosity, if you're looking for a read that'll stay with you, check out Aeolus the Centrox Revealed. Who knows? You might just discover something about yourself along the way.